Okay, good evening, everybody. Oh, welcome. I think we could begin the evening by paying respects to the Triple Gem, a short chanting, recollecting the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, and then we can take refuges and precepts. So the chanting books are over by the door if anybody is in need of a chanting book. We get settled into the having refuges and precepts, and we'll just give a short reflection, have a short sit. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm going to go to bed. I'm knackered.
Evening chanting in English, but truncated. So it's starting on page 9, but then we skip the supreme praise of Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Just do the recollection of Buddha, recollection of Dhamma, recollection of Sangha.
To the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, to these, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed One, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed One. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us chant the preliminary. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha.
Homage to the blessed,
noble and perfectly enlightened one. Homage to the blessed, noble and perfectly enlightened one. Homage to the blessed, noble and perfectly enlightened one.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha.
A good word
of the Blessed One's reputation has spread as follows. He, the Blessed One, is indeed the pure one, the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the worlds. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and humans. He is awake and holy.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Dhamma.
The Dhamma
is well expounded by the Blessed One, apparent here and now, timeless, encouraging investigation, leading in words, to be experienced individually by the wise.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha.
They are the Blessed One's disciples
who have practiced well, who have practiced directly, who have practiced insightfully, those who practice with integrity. That is the forebears, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the Blessed One's disciples. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world.
So the refuges and the eight precepts are on the page 74, and so that when everybody's ready, you can bow together three times and then make a request together. Mayang.
Mayang Pante Tisarena Sama Ata Silani Dajama Dutiyambi Mayang Pante Tisarena Sama Ata Silani Dajama Tatiyambi Mayang Pante Tisarena Sama.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami.
Buddhang saranang gacchami.
Dhammang saranang gacchami.
Dhammang saranang gacchami.
Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami.
Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami.
Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami.
Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami.
Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami.
Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami.
Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami.
Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami.
Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Ti sarana kamanang nititang.
Amen.
Anatipata Vairamani Sikapandang Samadhyami.
Anatipata Vairamani Sikapandang Samadhyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from taking the life of any living creature. Adinadana Vairamani Sikapadang Samadhyami.
Adinadana Vairamani Sikapadang Samadhyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given. Abrahmacharya Vairamani Sikapandang Samadhyami.
Abrahmacharya Vairamani Sikapandang Samadhyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from any kind of sexual activity. Mosavada Vairamani Sikapandang Samadhyami.
Mosavada Vairamani Sikapandang Samadhyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from false and harmful speech. Suramereya majapamadatana Vairamani Sikapandang Samadhyami.
Suramereya majapamadatana Vairamani Sikapandang Samadhyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from consuming intoxicating drink and drugs which lead to carelessness. Avikala bhojana Vairamani Sikapandang Samadhyami.
Avikala bhojana Vairamani Sikapandang Samadhyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from eating at inappropriate times. Na cha gita va dita visugadasana mala ganda vilepana dharana mandana vibhusanatana Vairamani Sikapandang Samadhyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from entertainment, beautification, and adornment.
I undertake the precept to refrain from entertainment, beautification, and adornment.
Uccha sayana maha sayana Vairamani Sikapandang Samadhyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from lying on a high or luxurious sleeping place.
I undertake the precept to refrain from lying on a high or luxurious sleeping place.
Immani atta sikapandani samadhyami.
Samadhyami.
Silena sukatin yanti, silena poka sambada, silena niputin yanti, tasma silang visota ye. Okay, so there's your tools. The beginning of the retreat, just making that refuges and precepts the basis, the foundation of the of our retreat space of our. Both in terms of communally and, of course, individually, just having that those as the underpinnings of what actually nourishes and supports these 10 days of being in silence, being. With our meditation objects personally, and then practicing together as a group. So the having the refuges of Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. These are the principles that we keep referring back to. All of the like our contemplation of themes of the in our practice, in our training, in our meditation itself, it keeps coming back to say us as practitioners being the ones who know. Contemplating the way things truly are. And that's, say, Sangha is those who practice, Buddha being the one who knows, being that principle of knowing, of awareness, of being awake. Being alert, bright, being bright and clear, and say the Buddha seeing the Dhamma, Dhamma being the true nature of things, the way things are. So that these are the that's the foundation. Maybe we can go on and on about Buddhist philosophy and all of the different aspects and nuances of the Buddhist teaching, but it's this fundamental principle of. Knowing, awakening, being the one who knows, and just contemplating what is the true nature of things, and it's that seeing, that recognizing, that understanding, that frees us from suffering, that frees us from the complications and difficulties of being in the human condition. As long as we're alive, have a body and a mind, we're within this human condition, and it's not say with all its complexity, responsibility, opportunity, and we don't have to make a problem of it. That's the beauty of it. Because that's, unfortunately, the usually the default habit, default position. Although we don't consciously sort of, but it's usually a default position. Now, how can I make a problem of this? how can I complicate this even more than it already is? So coming back and realizing, the Buddha seeing the Dhamma. That's what we can be doing. Having the container of the precepts, the eight precepts in particular, facilitates a strong container to hold us, support us, and keep things clear for us. And that's a real gift. A gift to ourselves, it's a gift to each other, to have this simplicity and kind of a strength of a container of harmlessness, of compassion, of honesty, simplicity. These are things that really help to support us. And that as we're sitting here right now, of course, we're sitting here giving ourselves the opportunity to simplify the mind, make the mind peaceful, and you can hear what's going on outside. That's kind of the opposite. And it's not even bad tonight, really. These are two very different directions that the world goes in. But having the opportunity to very consciously live within this container of simplicity and harmlessness. And I'd say there's a discourse where actually the Buddha's cousin Anuruddha has an insight, and he's practicing in the forest in solitude, and he has an insight into what is really the qualities that would make up an exceptional person, a noble being, and he comes back in the afternoon, evening, and pays respects to the Buddha and tells the Buddha, and I can't remember what they are off the top of my head right now, but these qualities of mindfulness, of wisdom, of effort, of contentment with little, different things that are essential to the to the path. And there, Anuruddha gives seven things, and the Buddha approves of that. He said, yes, those are all, those qualities are all constituents of a noble person, say an outstanding being. He said, but you should add one more. And said that, and the one that the Buddha adds is say, being one who delights in non-complication. And that's a you know, something that's really important to pay attention to. As we practice, as we sit and develop our meditation over these next 10 days. Pay attention to the meditation on the breath. Pay attention to loving kindness. Pay attention to putting forth effort. Pay attention to all these good things, but also delight in non-complication. It's a gift to yourself, gift to others, and that's, and again, the container that we create here is one that helps to support that, so that over these 10 days we have the opportunity to be chanting together, meditating, sitting meditation, walking meditation together, having our meals together, and just to let yourself slip into the rhythm of the practice, slip into the rhythm of the routine. That being said, also pay attention at the beginning of the retreat. We're all coming from different places. Some people have traveled from a distance. Some people have been having busy work schedules, and then you get here. And you're going to be tired. So that's to give yourself time to rest and settle. I said at the beginning, I'm totally knackered. All of us from the monastery. I mean, you think living in a monastery where we spend all our time meditating and drifting on clouds of bliss. Sometimes you can go through periods in the monastery where it's busy. We got a big building project on. I had a lot of visitors. Various other things that are engage our attention, and then I'm just back from England, helping Ajahn Amaro for their Katina ceremonies, led a retreat in England, so I'm only got back a few days ago. So. Still not quite landed, for everybody to plug into the routine, plug into the rhythm, but also let yourself rest and enjoy the practice as well. So these are kind of just encouragement to set the tone at the beginning, that where you're giving yourself the opportunity to settle, giving yourself the opportunity to enjoy the practice, because it's quite important to, because if we say, okay, I'm here, it's like, it's my one retreat a year, I've got to get everything I can out of it, you know, and it make yourself miserable for the first 8 days and finally relax, you know, on the last day or something. It's that it's not so helpful. Just give yourself the opportunity to settle and recognize that just being together with. And there's 56 retreatants, half a dozen monastics at the front. So 60 odd being, you know, good people coming together. That's pretty good. A great opportunity. Enjoy the time. So why don't we just take the opportunity to just have a short meditation, sit quietly, and then we can break and gather again tomorrow morning at 5:30. See how much play-by-play commentary we can be patient with.